You can feel it in the air and in your green thumb. Everyone is eager to get outside and tinker in the dirt, but may we all remember that tomorrow's weather can turn on a dime in springtime from pleasant to abhorrent. I visited a local greenhouse this past weekend in anticipation of maybe getting some starter herbs into the ground. Sadly, I left disappointed as there are none yet available. Am I jumping the gun a little? But what I can do now is get my plans on paper and then execute them in prompt order at the right time. I guess we still have over a month left before most of the gardens are in the ground. As most know, root vegetables are the first to plant. That includes radishes, turnips, and beets. Root vegetables prefer cooler temperatures and are able to focus their energy on the roots, which makes for a sweeter, more delicious root. A lot of people say radishes are easy to grow, but I must admit, we probably are doing something wrong because the radishes usually always go to seed before we can enjoy them. There are some interesting things garden-wise going on in the near future here in Moose Jaw, one being the Pollinator Garden Workshop taking place at the MJ Public Library on April 27th at 1 p.m. And if you don't know what a pollinator garden is, it is a garden made to attract pollinators. If you are interested in attending, just read the story inside this edition and be in the know. As well, one of our local garden centers is now open with most of the others soon to follow. Cornell Design and Landscaping is a short and pleasant drive out into the country where I recently went to peruse for any spring deals, but mostly to tease my inner gardener and get inspired. Gardening centers are my most favorite places to hang out in springtime, and there are quite a few specialized garden centers here to choose from. I personally love them all. Gardening is a passion and is noticeable in certain thoughts extended below. William Kent. Garden as though you will live forever. Janet Kilburn Phillips. There are no gardening mistakes, only experiments. Alfred Austin. The glory of gardening. Hands in the dirt, head in the sun, heart with nature. To nurture a garden is to feed not just on the body, but the soul. Greek proverb. A society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in. I love what I read at https://www.gardenindelight.com/by Shelley S. Cram in Garden Moments, July 9, 2020 saying, God's planting a garden in Eden was just the beginning of his love affair with creating garden spaces and surrounding intimate encounters with his people and plants. And to inspire all to nurture their mental health and do some gardening for themselves and others, get in on the Moose Jaw Express 5-Foot Food Challenge to support the Moose Jaw and District Food Bank. Read all about it in this edition. Happy Gardening Moose Jaw. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.